So we're back. So last time we talked about anthropology, like what is the soul? What is the working definition when we think about decluttering the soul? How are we going to think or talk about the soul, which is your body and spirit? So today we're going to talk about a little more definition, but then talk about memory versus that by the end of this class, maybe you have heard once or twice, but I recommend that here are some good soul decluttering verses. So that's what we're going to talk about. So let's review. You are created a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and Jehovah's formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You are a physical dimension with the breath of physical life and spirit. You are a spiritual dimension with the breath of consciousness. And we talked, if you remember, where was Jesus between Good Friday and Easter? So just to review, remember that you are a living soul. You fell into sin. The only remedy is conversion, where you are restored in a new relationship with God. So now what we're going to do is we're going to really talk about the decluttering of the soul defined. So what does that mean? So we're going to define soul, heart clutter, are those worldviews, relationships, distractions, or junk that hold us back, master us, or put us or keep us in company with sinful or satanic enterprises or relationships. And we're humbled in how the Apostle Paul says, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature, following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature, and nature being the human nature, the human fallen nature, objects of wrath. And Titus 3, verse 3, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. So that's our inclination that it, when I read passages like that, it makes me want to take the soul seriously. You know, take my identity in Christ, my conversion in Christ seriously, and be humble about the fact that I need to pay attention to the decluttering of my soul and be more and more aware of how the spiritual dimension of my person is in need of care, and so that I more and more put to death the misdeeds of the body so that the soul, body and spirit, thrive very well. So I want to become aware of spiritual distractions. So I put here memory or reference verses. So before we get into talking specifically about some of the learnings that we can share about decluttering the soul, I thought it'd be great just to give some Bible passages here in this second presentation that just sort of prime the pump for this kind of discussion. So beware of spiritual distractions. Here's a great memory verse. 1 Timothy 6:6-9, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. For if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptations and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Why I like this passage as a great memory passage for soul declutter thought and thinking and action is that in some ways it keeps me aware that we have come into the world a living soul with nothing but that identity being a living soul, my body and spirit. And we take nothing out of the world when we leave. So what there is for you and I is a deep concern for who we are, where we're going, how we want to get there, how we don't want to be distracted with. And I have met wealthy people who had their soul connected to Jesus Christ. But if you have been given much, that can be a huge distraction, because you can quickly put your soul for sale in all of the things that can beckon it away from God. But I've also seen people with very little who have been bitter and envious in imagining themselves to be rich or envy the rich. The point is, be content. Rich or poor, you come into the world with nothing and you leave with nothing. You can't take anything with you. So what matters is the care and feeding of your soul. So that's a passage I like to know and I have memorized. Here's one. Walk in a fruitful soul lifestyle, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit passage, amazing passage that talks about what feeds the soul. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And to ask the Holy Spirit to fill your spiritual side, your spirit, with His presence. And it changes how you live in your life, in your body. Your body starts adopting moderation, making sure that the cravings of the flesh don't become lord over you. So that's another great passage to memorize. Here's one. Get rid of soul junk food. Ephesians 4, 30 through 32. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Here's a passage that's just an action step for keeping the soul healthy. You know, and part of that is the forgiveness piece. You know, I've seen bitter souls, bitterness because of things that happen through the body. I've seen bitterness of things that happened through the hurt of a soul, through the spirit. And then I've seen that bitterness has set in. I can tell you, as a minister, I have seen people die of bitterness way young. It affected their health. It affected every part of their being. It took them to places of unhappiness that God did not create a human to go into. So, you know, there's a beautiful passage about not becoming bitter. Here's another one. Grow in beneficial soul choices. I'll add that. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Being mastered by things is really idolatry, where if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, and you enthrone something else, ultimately it will have many implications for your body and spirit. In a lot of ways, this is the moderation passage, that yes, you are human, and yes, you have the sinful nature. We're all in that one together. But through being mastered at the spiritual level, and submitting, putting to death at the body level our sin, a new form of godly moderation sets in. You know, one of the qualifications of being an office bearer is that moderation, that not be given to much wine. It doesn't say don't have a drink, but addictions or stuff like that, and many of you just maybe never want to drink. But my point is that whole point about what masters you, that there is truth. We know that we struggle with sin, but are we mastered by it? So we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us more and more and more, that all of our life is to glorify God. Here's another passage that I look at often, great reference, great memory verse, that we wage war against the strongholds of sin and demonic influence, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish our arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. I like this passage when it comes to the decluttering of the soul, because I first of all realize that satanic influence and my own sinful nature want my soul to be cluttered and just totally not having my eyes focused on God. And it is a spiritual warfare, Ephesians chapter 6, for our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And it is a very spiritual place. You know, a lot of people are talking about spiritual existence and the New Age movement. And the fact is, there is spiritual powers that war against God. So I like to put this passage as a reference to memory to remind me that there's a phrase that I remember when I went to college, Christian training, the antithesis. There are spirits, and we see that in the New Testament, the test the spirits. There are spirits that war against God and can war in us, and we need to be aware of that. As we declutter our soul, we need to know that the enemy wants to deceive us. Here's another one that's powerful. Confess your sins and pray for more soul decluttering. James 5, verse 15 and 16 says, if we have sinned, if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray to each other that you might be healed. You know, I think that's so amazing. Confess your sins to each other. Now, what that's talking about is, yes, it could be very much a moral thing. And in the Catholic Church, for instance, they actually have a confession booth where the health of, you know, unburdening the soul is seen. And as time went on, in the Protestant Church and now, is generally understood that confession is healthy for the soul. And that in, we often think of that often as moral confession, and that's good. But there's also sort of like a transparency relationship. We are sinners, and to get our lives with other Christians who we can confess our sinful nature struggle to one another, not just the one or two sins here and there, but it's the whole truth that our soul is needy unless it rests in God. And when we have every soul, all of you, all of I, have those weak areas, but when we can find other believers that can journey with us, and we have the transparency to share, yeah, here is where more footholds are involved. Here's where generational sin, or here's where a cleansing stream of healing from the Holy Spirit is needed in my life. And instead of hiding in the bushes like Adam and Eve and blaming someone else, we come out. And we come out and then confess and be healed. I think these are powerful memory verses to think about. Here's another one. 1 John 1:8-9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. When we talk about the cleansing, the healing, the decluttering of the soul and keeping your house in order, confession is so important to that. It's like when you confess your brokenness, your sin, it's as if you just took junk out of your soul. You know, when I grew up, every single week at church, they had the call to repentance. Then there would be the prayer of repentance, and they would often quote this, and then the minister would say, and Lord, whatever we have done to hurt our neighbor or hurt you, Lord, whatever sin there was, Lord, in our life, we confess it to you, and we give it to you right now in Jesus' name. And then, after that prayer, there would be the assurance of pardon. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, your sins, and purify you from all unrighteousness. That was about soul declutter. So this is another incredibly awesome passage. And one more that I feel must be mentioned. And again, I can mention hundreds. But I believe open up to the Word of God to your soul, getting deep into your very spirit. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, quick to discern the thoughts and issues and intents of the heart. Oh wow. So we've got all this talk that we're talking about. And here is the Bible, the Word of God, where we ask the Holy Spirit to take God's Word, His Word of God, the Bible, and get into house cleaning, soul cleaning, soul and spirit. You know, in other words, soul led by that spiritual peace down to all the way to the heart, the exact wanter, and that the Word of God gets to that level. That is a powerful passage to memorize. So, and the next time we're going to start digging into the nuts and bolts of decluttering. But here are some passages to just reflect on, to think about, to pray about as you pursue the care and the decluttering of your soul.